Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From world record attempts to cinema trips, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me with some of the stories that you just might have missed from around the country this week. How are we doing?
I'm very well. Lots of variety this week for regional roundup, right around the country.
Yeah, loads of things making the headlines.
That is CMAT performing.
Yes, I heard it myself.
Jolene at Electric Picnic.
That's very good.
I was just saying in the office, how do you know someone has been at Electric Picnic? Because they'll tell you. All week I'm sick of hearing about Electric Picnic. Anyway, the tickets are on sale again today.
I know, sure, it's mad, isn't it? Thinking about next year already.
And they're still cleaning up from last weekend. And this is why we want to talk about it. Because if you were at EP last week, apart from telling everyone you were at it, you may have also lost something at EP. But hope is not lost for all the Electric Picnic revelers who've returned home without things like their keys, wallets, phones or glasses. I can't stand the word reveller, by the way.
I know, it's a terrible word. And festival goers is another phrase I hate.
But like, no one says I'm a reveller at a festival. But we in the media use it for some reason.
No one's calling you a reveller anyway, Shane.
Certainly not. Anyway, the Irish Independent tells us that a group of dedicated volunteers in Stradbally, led by one woman called Carmel Farrell, have spent the festival weekend recovering lost goods that were handed in by the public, and the hope to reunite them with their owners. So, as I say, all hope is not lost. The property that has been handed in has been tagged and it's stored in Stradbally's Steam Museum. They have a team of volunteers in there awaiting owners to collect the goods, and the lost and found room is going to be open until October. So get a pen and paper here if you've lost any items, because for those who wish to retrieve their property, you can contact 087 409 7011. That's 087 409 7011. Now, we don't want you going in chancing your arm, pretending you lost a wallet that isn't yours. Now, they do say that phone number is not going to be answered. So instead, if you just drop it a text or a WhatsApp and let them know what you've lost, and it's the only number for Electric Picnic's Lost and Found. They do say, please be respectful to us. We are a group of volunteers who enjoy what we're doing, but we don't need attitude from people, because they get hundreds of messages every year.
Imagine some of the things.
Yeah, what they say is, we just need a bit of patience from you all. They do say, though, that the volume of items recovered is less than in previous years. So obviously people are getting a bit more careful with their precious items. But as I say, contact that number and try and get your lost item back. The beach and the island we're talking about here is Valentia Island, which I've never been on.
No.
Off the coast of Kerry.
Haven't been to many of the country's islands.
You've done Achill, I assume.
No.
Never done Achill.
No, Tory's the only one.
Oh, yeah. Aran Islands?
No.
Really? It's years since I was in the Aran Islands.
It's not desperate. Yeah, like, I have to go. Like, and I made a promise this year I would go in the summer. Definitely next summer.
And you, such a seasoned sailor as well. Bring your own boat over to the islands.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're talking Valentia Island, which is kind of sad but happy news this week coming from the island. Years ago, Valentia Island had 6 shops, if you don't mind.
Right.
Now it only has 1. However, the Kerry man tells us the only remaining shop on the entire island is Walsh's grocery store. And this week it's marking the end of an era as the family are bowing out after 55 years.
Great service.
It's a big change for the locals, obviously, and owner Donal Walsh too. But he says it is time for him to retire. Now, the good news is the American owners of the Royal Hotel on the island have confirmed they've bought the shop and they're going to keep it running. So it was Donal Walsh's father who first opened the shop when he returned from World War II. Back then in the 50s, there were 6 shops, 3 in Knightstown and 3 in Chapeltown. But they basically got a bridge to the mainland in the 70s, and that changed the shopping habits because the locals on the island could go onto the mainland to get their bits and bobs. Donal himself was born and reared in the shop and has spent the majority of his 70 years in the premises living and working there. The new owners, as I say, have confirmed they are going to operate it as the island's only grocery shop. They also own the hotel as well. And Nancy Shuck and Bobby Christian, who own the hotel, say this is another step in their journey on the island. And just like the nearby hotel, they not only hope to refresh and enhance the shop, but also keep its character. They're also quite clever too, because they're buying the shop, but there's a house beside it, and they're going to use that house for staff accommodation.
Yeah, a lot of businesses looking to do that.
Absolutely, loads of businesses buying their own accommodation to put up their staff. Donal isn't fully retired though, because he hopes to drive the Valentia Island Ferry, a job that he did while running the shop over the past decade. So we'll have to go to Valentia Island.
Absolutely, we'll bring the show on tour.
Yeah.
What's this world record attempt about?
Well, we're going back to Laois for this, where they're trying to break a world record and they need your help, and you can even earn a few quid in the process.
Is that because I am a world record holder?
No, but they could. Well, you could really do this then and make money, because
I'm always interested.
Your experience with breaking world records will help here. So really they want witnesses for a 24-hour Guinness World Record Challenge. It's all in aid of Dementia Ireland, and you could get paid to watch someone attempt to make Guinness World Records history. Now, I don't know how much you get paid. It doesn't say that. But organisers of the 24-hour endurance challenge are looking for people to become official witnesses, and you get paid for your time as well. So the Guinness World Record attempt takes place on September 12th and 13th at St. Albans Running Track, where an endurance athlete is going to try and set a new record for the longest running distance completed in 24 hours.
That's unreal.
While also carrying a 20-pound weight pack as well.
Stop.
As if the running wasn't hard enough. So obviously the challenge continues around the clock, so they need official witnesses throughout the attempt to independently verify the activity. The Guinness World Records, as you will know, being a record holder, they have strict rules.
Now, there's a slight difference in my world record attempt compared to that one, insofar as that I dressed a colleague up as a Christmas tree in the quickest possible time. I mean, like, in terms of endurance.
Not the same level.
I'm not sure I'd be quite the referee you'd want at this.
Now, if you want to do this, witnesses are being recruited to work four-hour shifts. So it only takes 4 hours of your time, and you get paid for it.
That's a great idea.
You don't need any previous experience, but we have a record breaker in the room here. But you don't need any previous experience of Guinness World Record attempts. But witnesses will play an important role in ensuring the attempt is properly verified. Anyone interested, I have an email address for you. It's kavanaallison@yahoo.com if you want to register your interest.
Now tell us about this.
One thought I had was enamel, bangles, pendants, earrings.
No, we did that 2 years ago. What else?
Well, they're showing a lot of florals right now, so I was thinking I could
florals?
Do
florals? For spring. Groundbreaking.
I love that. That my florals for spring groundbreaking.
Devil
I absolutely love it. So that's from The Devil Wears Prada. Did you watch the second one?
No, not yet, actually.
So I did.
On my list, yeah. Good.
Fell asleep.
Oh God, yeah. That's poor indictment.
I must try and watch it again, but I did find it quite boring.
Not bad.
Not that bad. Maybe I was just very tired. Loads of cameo appearances. Like every celebrity in the world is in it, but just not the same as the first one.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a gas story from the Limerick Leader. So Devil Wears Prada 2 was out in May, but in Limerick there are still signs up for it. And as the Leader says, this is a real life chick flick, because the presence of nesting birds has meant that cinema bosses in Limerick haven't been able to take down the poster for the movie The Devil Wears Prada 2.
So they're nesting in the sign.
Yeah, so they've a big poster over the ticket booth at Omniplex Cinema in the Crescent Shopping Centre in Dooradoyle. So there's a poster advertising the film, complete with images of the main cast members. So that's the big sign. But there's a much smaller sign under the poster, which says, "We cannot remove this display due to the birds nesting." And then the sign says, "Actually, The Devil Wears Prada 2 is not featuring in the cinema. We just can't get rid of the poster."
That's a brilliant story.
It's a great story. Now, eagle-eyed cinema goer Anthony O'Brien, who noticed the nest sign, posted about it on Reddit and said, "We're never going to be free of the cast judging us from The Devil Wears Prada." And you see, you can't remove it, because under Section 22 of the Wildlife Act, it's an offence to willfully disturb a wild bird on or near a nest containing eggs or unflown young. It's also an offence, by the way, to willfully destroy or injure the nest or eggs. And that applies right throughout the year. You can't touch it. Now people are saying, keep the film going while the birds are there. You may as well keep showing it. Others want the mama bird to be called Miranda after Meryl Streep.
I love it. That's absolutely brilliant. And if that's not enough cinema news...
Video killed the radio star. Pictures came and broke your
Well, yeah, we're going to stay with the cinema for our final story. Are you a regular cinema goer?
Oh, yeah, I kind of am, actually, yes. Yeah.
We went recently, by the way. I won't say where we went. It was nearly the price of our mortgage to go. Like, it's mad money to go to the cinema.
Yeah, the cinema, depending where you go. Now, yeah. I mean, I've been to some of the sort of more posher cinemas.
Yeah.
But I actually, it's a lovely experience. Like, in the same way as you might go and go to a pub and have a drink or two, you're probably paying that for what is a, you know, a really nice experience.
But like, it was like 14 quid for the ticket or something, and then the popcorn and the drinks, it ended up at like nearly 50 or 60 quid. So
what
it's big money. But not this weekend. It's not big money, because this weekend is National Cinema Weekend. So you're going to be able to enjoy your popcorn in front of the big screen, as film tickets are €4.
Everywhere.
Well, in like 99% of cinemas in the country.
It's great
€4. Yeah. All to celebrate this National Cinema Weekend. Films on this weekend include The Incomer, starring Donald Gleeson, The Death of Robin Hood, Ridley Scott's The Dog stars, Insidious, Out of the Further, Coyote versus Acme, and I Want Your Sex. They're all in the cinema this weekend. There's also a special preview of Bad Apples, which stars Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, yeah.
And loads of cinemas are doing things like extra screenings. They're going to have sensory screenings as well.
Great idea,
subtitle screenings. You can buy your tickets online or at the box office, or you can also check out cinemaweekend.ie. And actually, I just saw before we came on air, a Dublin cinema is pulling an all-nighter this weekend for National Cinema Weekend, because the Odeon in Blanchardstown is opening its doors throughout the night tomorrow night. So they have 24 extra overnight films added to its programme. So for 24 hours, the cinema's open.
Well,
go whenever you want.
For £4, well worth a trip to the cinema.
Great value.
Any plans for the week? Will you be at the cinema again?
I might go for €4. I have no other plans. No, I'm off on holidays next weekend, I better sit in.
You.
Thank you. I better sit in this weekend.
No, I'm going to have a fairly quiet one. Although I am going to go to Donegal for the weekend. So.
Oh, very good. Nice. Okay. Full sure you would be VIP at the Katie Taylor fight, but you have to let someone else have the experience.
No, not at all. No, home to Donegal. Probably
nice.
A bit of work to do. Shane Beattie back with you 6 o'clock Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.